All right, this is Reading with Roxanne, and I'm here with Andrea Ginsky at Bookstore One, Sarasota, 117 South Pineapple in Sarasota, and we love talking about books, and Andrea came up with a great idea for a theme about reflecting back on our lives. It's a new year. Happy 2023.
That's right.
And happy so we thought we'd talk about some memoirs or biographies that we have enjoyed.
Right.
All right, I'll start.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start with Acid for the Children by Flea, who is one of the Red Hot Chili Peppers members. He's probably the craziest and most well-known because he's always jumping around with his bass. He's usually shirtless. I expected this book to be, you know, kind of a goofy take on his life. He's very profound.
He
started off as a classic traditional jazz trumpet player, first of all, and he pretty much grew up on the streets of L.A. by himself because his parents were sort of hippie-ish and free-range parents.
Right.
And so it's amazing that he even survived. The book is a lot about his escapades where he would do these really crazy things and live through it. But he's also a very deep soul. So I really appreciated that book. It's called Acid for the Children by Flea.
Okay. So the first one I'm going to talk about came out quite a few years ago now, but it's called Wild by Cheryl Strayed. Mm. And it was made into a movie and it was a big hit. But, you know, I read mostly fiction, but I like memoirs. And this was one of the first that really got me into reading memoirs. And it's the story of Cheryl Strayed when she's in her 20s. She hikes the whole Pacific Coast Trail, which happens after her mother dies. So Cheryl Strayed takes the journey after her mother dies at the young age of 47. And what made me think about this book again is that it has a lot to do with grief. And my family, my parents are aging, and it just made me rethinking about this book had me thinking about all the feelings that will happen when you lose a parent. So that was one of my recommendations, is Wild by Cheryl Strayed.
Okay, very good. And I saw someone just special ordered that recently. So.
Yeah, it's still, she's still great. She does all kinds of stuff. You know, she's out in the world. And,
yeah. All right, excellent. And I'll piggyback on that and talk about Boldly Go by William Shatner next, because he definitely deals with his own mortality in the book and really cares about his legacy that he's leaving. And it's very interesting. He talks a lot about what he thinks death might be, and obviously he tells his whole life story, which is also interesting, but he just seems to be a really, really thoughtful man. Like, he really cares about his family, you can tell.
Who doesn't love William Shatner? Who doesn't
And he's
love
very philanthropic. Yeah. He's given a lot of money to wounded veterans, like the equestrian things for autistic children.
Yeah.
So he's a really, really nice person. So I highly recommend it, especially if you are aging yourself and you just, you know, want a compadre.
Yeah.
He's in his 90s, so he's made it pretty far anyway.
So we seem to have an aging theme at the moment. But so my next one is Year of the Monkey by Patti Smith.
Oh, okay.
So Patti Smith has written three memoirs. Just Kids, which is about her and Robert Mapplethorpe when she's young, and M Train, which really is about the death of her husband and her middle life, her kids, and then Year of the Monkey she wrote when she was turning 70.
Oh.
And it's my favorite one. I don't know. It's this really dreamy memoir, but I loved it, maybe because I recognized many of the places. Like, a lot of the book takes place in Santa Cruz, where I've spent time when I visit my mom.
Okay.
And I don't know, there's just something about her words just really resounded with me in this book. And it has a lot of dream sequences and wandering, which is very Patti Smith-like. But I just loved it. And because I'm approaching 70, not quite yet, but getting close to that age, I really was able to relate to how she was feeling about the world when she wrote that.
Yeah.
So that was Year of the Monkey by Patti Smith.
She really is a special lady.
Yeah.
I mean, to still be Gardens exhibit. I mean, just listening to her read. Yeah. I mean, you got to see her live.
Oh, it was wonderful.
She just has a resonance to her voice or something that you just want to, you're pulled in.
Well, I'd love to see her with her band, like really see her do a show.
We
have her new book, which is pictures based on her Instagram account called A Book of Days, which is beautiful, too.
Okay. Right.
I haven't read it all yet.
Yeah. So. Nice. Okay. I'm Your Huckleberry by Val Kilmer is the next one I'm going to mention. He's a man, obviously actor, who's had a long legacy with film. But he, after his throat cancer, I really think he decided to look back on his life in a different way with a lot of gratitude. All right, so Val Kilmer's book, I'm Your Huckleberry, does go through a lot of his movies. I think almost every movie he's done. And very interesting stories, especially about the Doors when he played Jim Morrison.
Oh.
She pretty much channeled him, and it was kind of spooky. He told some really interesting stories about how he really felt like he was connected to him.
Patti Smith knew Jim Morrison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay. Wow, I'd like her to write a book about that, too.
Yeah, because she goes to visit his grave in one of her books in Paris. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So anyway, what I really enjoyed about his book was that he really appreciates every person he ever got involved with in some way, shape, or form. And all of the stories are centered around, this is what I got from this person. This is the gift I got from them. And he's just so full of gratitude. And then he seems very hopeful about his condition and the fact that he was in Top Gun Maverick recently was, I just thought, was very heroic to be, for someone who was a sex symbol and now to be seen sort of, you know, I just really appreciate how much bravery that takes. And so I highly recommend this book.
Okay, so my last one is Between Two Kingdoms by Sulika Jawood, which I may have talked about before because I just found this book. So Sulika Jawood, when she was in college, had leukemia, and she wrote a series of articles for the New York Times when she was in treatment called Life Interrupted.
Okay.
And she went through treatment. She had bone marrow transplant, all this stuff. And then she recovered, which is a little bit bittersweet at the moment because she's having a relapse. But this book was written while she was in a state of recovery. And she takes a journey across country. She learns how to drive. She's never driven. And she really to feel like what it is to be recovered, you know, like the living with illness for so long. And then when she gets to this point and she wants to really start to feel what it is to live life again. And it's a very uplifting book. And she's a really creative person. So in her real life, or this is her real life, it's a memoir, but after this book was written, she's married to John Batiste, the musician who was as a big deal. But they met when they were kids going to music camp together.
Oh, wow.
And I follow her writing. She has a Substack blog that's really interesting called The Isolation Journals. And it's on journaling, and I don't really do the journaling part, but I just find the whole thing a very interesting and moving writing. And her life, she has such a well thought, she thinks about life all the time, maybe because she lives so on the edge to not, you know. So, so her writings when she was young really moved me. This book, when she was in recovery, really moved me.
How long ago was that written?
It's not that long ago. I want to say 2 years ago. It came out in paperback last year. Yeah, and then if you're interested in her, then I would look her up online and follow her stuff because she's just really interesting on creativity and living a full life. And so that's Between Two Kingdoms by Sulika Jawood, which would certainly motivate you at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, definitely. So, I think all these books are great.
They are.
New Year books.
They would be, yeah. That's why we thought we'd look at other people's lives to get motivated in our own.
Yeah, retrospective.
Exactly.
All right, well, thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Roxanne.